Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We're being painted as narrow-minded when it's not the case and almost fight back, but that's totally counterproductive. We've got to be the ones, as the Christ followers, as the ones that are imperfectly trying to follow Jesus. I think it's on us to take the first step. I think it's on us to reach out to the LGBT community or people that would even be attacking us, because that's what Jesus modeled. So trust is built when we're willing to listen more than we speak. Not that we're not looking for chances to open our mouths and proclaim the gospel. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that we have to at times be patient and listen to people's critiques, their anger, their hurt, their pain, their frustration. I mean, when I was a young person, I had this experience in the church, and I was treated this way, and I was kicked out of this and that and the other. Don't be too quick to answer the question. Don't be too quick to necessarily immediately try to answer or be defensive. Try to just literally bite your tongue and listen and sympathize. That doesn't mean you're in agreement. You're not in agreement and compromising Scripture to say something like, "I'm really sorry you experienced that." No one should be treated that way. Being kind and listening is not compromise. Sometimes I think we've given the impression that if I get too close to someone who's far from Christ, if I'm building deep, abiding friendships with my LGBT neighbors, friends, coworkers, that somehow that in and of itself is compromising something. It is not. How in the world can we communicate the good news if we're not building these kind of friendships? So ask them about their spiritual journey. Don't assume that a person who disagrees with you politically doesn't have a spiritual journey. It may be a spiritual journey that from our perspective biblically has led them far from Christ, but it doesn't mean that we can't find some common ground. So ask questions first, and then trust the Holy Spirit to give you that little segue, that bridge to say, "Wow, I'm sorry you experienced that. Here's how I experienced something like that in my life," or "Here's how Jesus Christ has made a difference in my life." The openness to having spiritual conversations comes so much easier if we're asking questions initially, and then finding common ground and trying to activate the common ground. Sam and I have become friends because we both shared a concern for improving public schools in Portland and helping kids in foster care, and he's heard the gospel now many times clearly. I've had the chance to pray with him many, many times because we've found common ground.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.